Does freedom have a price?
$550,000. Last call, sold for $550,000.
That's right, $550,000. Kind of a bargain for what we think of as the words laying out what we understand to be freedom. Sold at auction last week in New York City. The precise item? A rare edition of the first newspaper printing of the Declaration of Independence. On July 6, 1776, the Pennsylvania Evening Post was the first newspaper to print a copy of the Declaration. Seth Keller is a leading expert in acquiring, authenticating, and appraising American historical documents and artifacts. Seth, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I notice that you seem to have the document with you here.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. How did you feel about the price?
I thought it was great. It's with the auction buyer's fee, $632,500 is an auction record for any historic newspaper.
And as a newspaper edition of the Declaration of Independence, this is significant historically because it's really the first chance most people probably had to actually see it.
That's right. What people think of as the original, the manuscript in the National Archives, didn't even exist until the next month. So the real documents that got out and that told Americans that they were free and independent was a newspaper like this or broadside, a single printed page. And this being the first, many of the ones that followed, if you were in Massachusetts, for instance, you were probably reading the news that was taken from this newspaper and recopied. These were printed in quantities, but very few survive. And people who have them didn't necessarily know that they did.
Can I take a look at the
sure.
document here? Visually, for radio, this isn't exactly the most electrifying moment for our audience, but I'm just going to indulge right here. Wow. And did they get it right? Any?
No significant typos. There is one big thing you might notice in the heading, because we have this image of the manuscript that says the unanimous declaration. And
right.
This one doesn't say that.
It says, in Congress, July 4th, 1776, a declaration by the representatives of the United States of America in general Congress assembled.
And the reason is that it was not unanimous on July 4th. So New York abstained.
That's right.
And they didn't. And Congress had the forethought to not have that manuscript written until after New York had sent its delegates with new instructions to vote yes.
So it was still a developing story.
That's right.
From a newspaper perspective. The Pennsylvania Evening Post, price only 2 coppers, published every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday evenings. This would have been the Saturday edition. That's amazing.
It's completed on page 2, where it has John Hancock and Charles Thompson's name. Those are the only two people who actually signed the declaration on July 4th.
As you hold this, thinking about July 4th, what does this mean in terms of the sort of annals of freedom in America? You get any goosebumps?
Absolutely. The Constitution is what we live by. That's really our government. But this is what made our government important. This is why America is the beacon of freedom around the world. And to me, all of American history, including what happened today, can really be viewed with the question, to whom does this document apply? And that, I think, is – it's still a current thing to me, the Declaration of Independence from 1776, but it is really informing parts of the debate that are going on even today.
Hot off the presses every day of the week.
Yeah.
Seth Keller, leading expert in acquiring, authenticating, and appraising American historical documents and artifacts, on the auction sale of a rare edition of the first newspaper printing of the Declaration of Independence. Thanks so much, Seth.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.